two wins in a row for the Princeton Lady Tigers, at least at the time of the recording here. We record on Friday. We record on Wednesday. Get the dates right on that. We will air this Friday, more than likely at halftime, the Tiger football game at home against Putnam County, as well as that. It's a regular Wednesday night time slot. Busy, busy time for the Princeton Tigers. They lost a couple. One to Putnam County, one to Milan. That left him winless in the GRC, but a victory over Gilman City that, at least for Monday night, allowed Princeton to split their games there. And then a game last night, I was talking about it with Coach Hall, huge for the Tigers. We're going to talk about a 3-1 victory over Polo with Coach Hall. Coach, congrats. Like Trenton last night, getting that first win, sometimes that's just tough to get, and it kind of works against you. Getting that one out of the way had to be huge for the Lady Tigers.
It was, and what a better team to go and get that first win against. You know, Polo, they're really tough this year, and I think they're sitting at number two in the conference. So for us to be sitting there winless and to go out and get a win against a team like them was huge for our confidence and our self-esteem, and I think that it was really a win that was needed for our team.
Now, and we were talking about this conference and how crazy it is this year. If you look at Trenton, and I know, you know, Trenton's lost some people at graduation, but you still got Macy Moore in the heart of the lineup, and you got a lot of girls here with about a year and a half of varsity experience, and you know, they're sitting winless going into last night. Your team is winless going to last night. You have a lot of talent on your team. We know what Maysville is, but this conference is wild this year. It just feels like anybody can beat anybody on any given night.
That's a fair statement. I think that it's pretty even across the board. And like you said, anybody on any given night can go out and beat whoever they're playing. And that was never more evident last night. I think that there were a couple of surprises on the scores when the night ended. So it's anybody's toss-up, you know, after I think the 1 and 2 spots are clinched at this point. But I think 3 through 8 is pretty much up in the air.
Agree with you on that. Four games since we talked last. We start Thursday night. You had Putnam County come to Princeton. Good ball game, 4-3. Just one of those tough, frustrating losses. What were the things that you look back on Thursday and just kind of wish the one or two things that would have gone differently in that one?
It was a tough loss, and the way that the game ended was just a tough pill to swallow. But really, we didn't have our best offense that game, and that really that hurt us in the end, and we had some defensive errors that didn't help us as well. So it was not our best performance, but you know, when we weren't even at our best, we were still right there and had a chance to win the game at the, you know, the last inning with two outs, and then had an unfortunate interference call that ended it. But you know, that's just something that you got to learn from and move on and go on to the next one.
Not a win, but a really tough way to end the game, obviously. But we know what Putnam County is tradition wise and with the talent that they have on the team. And they've lost some people to graduation, we talked about through the season. But at the end of the day, you're frustrated by the loss, but you still look at it and say, you take Putnam County to 4-3, we're right there. We just need to do a couple of things better. We'll start winning some of these.
Absolutely. You know, they did lose some to graduation, but they're still a solid team, and they've got good athletes in a lot of positions in their starting lineup. So for us to go out and compete with them and to, you know, have a 4-3 loss, that was huge compared to the year's previous scores that we, you know, put up against them. So that was good for us.
On Monday, obviously, I was there broadcasting that game, and it looked like, obviously, you ran into a Katie Pauly who was really tough to put the fat part of the bat on. It looked to me like she was kind of hittable, and obviously, you give a lot of credit to Pauly because she shut your team down. Well, did you kind of feel like, too, it just wasn't a real great night for the Tigers swinging the bat for whatever reason?
Yeah, offensively, we just struggled all night long. She kept us off balance with her off-speed pitch, and she was just on. She was hitting her spots, and that off-speed was getting us. And we're not a team that typically strikes out that much, and we had too many strikeouts for us that night. She just was able to keep us off balance, and that was the key to their success. And I think both teams played an errorless ball game, so there was a lot of good defense on both parts. So I was really proud of our girls on that front because Milan had the opportunity to score a lot more than they did. I think they left 10 runners on base. And so it was a really good defensive outing for us. We were able to get out of a lot of jams without giving up any runs. So that was a positive takeaway for us.
Well, I kept saying during that game, too, if Pauly is throwing the changeup for strikes, and she was, at some point it becomes a guessing game because you can't be expecting her fastball. If you're expecting fastball and getting the changeup, you're going to be made to look silly. And when she's spotting the changeup like that, it's really tough.
Yes, and she was definitely, like I said, she was on that night. She was hitting her spots and locations, and it was deadly.
How beneficial was it for you, Coach? And it's obviously rare to play two games against two different teams in the same night, but it does let the girls, when they get home and they put their head down to sleep, they don't have to sit there and think about a loss. They actually have something positive, and an 8-0 victory over Gilman City. At least salvage a little bit on Monday. How nice was it just to get the taste of Milan out of their mouths immediately?
Oh, I think that it was nice just to turn around and have that game and then to come away with a win. And nights like that, you know, they don't happen very often, but it was good for us to kind of get that. It wasn't a tournament, obviously, but a tournament atmosphere where you've got to maybe move some people around for your next game. And coming up this Saturday, we are going to have a 3-game round robin. So it was just a good experience for the girls to get to, you know, have that doubleheader and get used to playing back-to-back because it's going to happen. And so that was good for us to also pull out the win there at the end of the night.
So if you look at Monday night, Lauren struck out 14, had dominant stuff, but she had that one inning where she walked the bases loaded and it cost her with a sacrifice fly, then gave up the solo home run to Polly, who's going to get a few of those every once in a while. But just dominant stuff from Lauren. I'm sure she looks at it and says, boy, those back-to-back-to-back walks. And I don't know if she had the same dominance as far as strikeouts last night, Coach. Well, she had 10, but she didn't have that one inning that kind of cost her. She gave up a run in the first, and that was it. I mean, Lauren's putting up great numbers for you, and she was on last night.
She really is, and I think she had 15 against Milan on Monday. And so we talk about Katie Polly doing a good job in the circle. Lauren did a really great job as well. She was on fire and sitting their batters down, and they just had, you know, the more timely hits than we were able to. So she's done a great job for us in the last couple of games. And Megan Spencer pitched against Gilman City, and she threw a one-hit shutout and had 12 strikeouts. So both of our pitchers there on the varsity level have thrown really good games for us this week.
I'm sure you have a couple of thoughts on Trenton and what they have. You know, first of all, when you play the Bulldogs, you got to be concerned about Macy Moore's presence, number 3 in the lineup, and she had a bomb against Pauly last night that I think it still might be arising because it was a shot. But Trenton scored 10 runs, and I thought that home run by Moore, as I said on the website earlier this morning, it kind of charged up the Trenton offense, who had been slumping a little bit. But it's an interesting game because your team in Trenton, it has a lot of similarities with the type of seasons that you've had to this point. And I'm not going to be able to be there. I'm going to be over at Hy-Vee, but that's going to be a heck of a ball game on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, we are obviously pretty familiar with one another, our ball teams, and we know all about Macy Moore, and she's a huge threat. So we're going to have to find the best way to deal with her. And so I just look for us to go out, and we've got to have, you know, good offense. And we got to keep playing solid defense like we have been all week, and that's going to be the key to winning that game.
What's the key to your offense, Coach? If you look at the offense over the last week, 3 against Putnam County, nothing against Milan, 8 against Gilman. You won last night, huge win, but only 3 runs there. What's kind of the key for your offense to kind of break that cap for the Tigers and get the offense going a little bit more productivity?
We just need more productivity about through all parts of our lineup. You know, we're getting it from the top and some in the middle, and we just need to be able to produce 1 through 9 and get everybody, you know, kind of like a hit parade, and hopefully it becomes contagious when we get multiple hits in a row. So we just need to get more production out of all parts of our lineup.
3 games on Saturday, and the weather looks really good for the foreseeable future. So
yes,
for outdoor softball, it looks great. 3 games Saturday. I think you play, is it 9 in the morning Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. That's up at Eagleville. You got Worth County coming to Princeton then on Tuesday of next week. And I'm going to be at Gallatin for Princeton-Gallatin 1 week from tonight. That's Wednesday the 30th. That is a 6:30 first pitch. I'm trying to remember the details of that one, Coach. I think that's a middle school game at 5, no JV, and then just a varsity game at 6:30. Does that sound right?
Right, yes.
Sounds right. Okay, so I'll be over there at 6:30 for that one on 92.3 next Wednesday night. Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win last night. Good luck at Trenton tomorrow night.
Thanks, Tom.